Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Brandon Snide.
The Milwaukee Brewers used a 5-run seventh inning to break open the scoreboard Tuesday night and cruise to a 7-1 win over Arizona. Milwaukee will now go for the series win with Jason Junk getting the start in place of the injured Brandon Woodruff, who was put on the 15-day IL with right shoulder inflammation. First pitch is set for 2:40.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering is our guest on Brewers 360 today. The man who passed on all of our home run call suggestions from last week's series against the Mets. That what? No good, Levo, or they're what?
No, they were really good. Just the fact that we hit so many, I had so many to choose from, and they were all coming so quickly. They were just too good.
It's going to happen.
Too good. You got to set the bar a little lower.
So I got one for you.
Are we going to start with this?
So in Arizona, you could drop a, I was in the pool, if the ball lands in the little pool.
Oh, outstanding.
If they hit a home run. So there you go. You're welcome.
I do enjoy that one. I think that's really good. I think that's really, hopefully it's a really deep home run too. That'd be really good.
Yeah.
So hey, you know what we're talking about? The young players on the team, we're talking about, you know, being at the major league level for the first time. And for a lot of these kids, this is their first real major league road trip. A 10-gamer, right? Or is it 10 days? And I don't know how many games, but this is a roadie for the first time for a lot of these guys in the show. How are they experiencing that so far?
Yeah, I think it's been really good. I mean, you think about Joey Weimer, he hadn't been on a charter flight yet because he was called up and he went immediately to Chicago. Bryce Turang and everybody else, they were driving down to Chicago on the bus with everybody else, and now they're on the plane. It's 10 games in 10 days. I mean, this is the show right now, and the competition is pretty stiff. We talked about it, I think, the first week of the season, just how out of the gates that first homestand, of course, the trip to Chicago, the bad weather in April, plus this trip out west, the Diamondbacks, the Padres, and Mariners, all really good teams. It's a really nice test, but this is life on the road right now. And for these guys, they're starting to learn their body clocks a little bit better. Listen, the minor leagues, you're in a city for a whole week. You're not there for 3 days or 4 days and you're somewhere else. You're there for a whole week nowadays. So it's complicated, I think. It's how to pack correctly. It's three different climates, with the heat of Arizona, with the chill of San Diego, and then Seattle. So it's life in the big leagues now for these young guys.
And also taking care of your body too, right? I mean, yeah, they're still young, and things seem to recuperate quicker when you're younger, but just being smart about knowing that your body's going to bark a little bit more.
Yeah, it will. And we're playing a lot more night games now. You're starting to get into the real season. We had so many day games in the middle of the start of the season, so now you got more night games, it's more regular. They hadn't been doing that during spring training, so it's getting a good night's rest, it's making sure you get enough sleep the day after, and letting that body recover. It's a real thing, and the getaway days and day games, it does happen. There's no doubt about it. It's no SpongeBob SquarePants weekday day games in the minor leagues, but it's pretty close.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering is with us. So you fly with the team, right, when you're on the road working?
Yeah, I'm very lucky to be able to do that, yeah.
Do you get the same treatment? Do guys grab your bags and all that stuff? You get treatment like you're in the show, too?
Yeah, very fortunate, yes. We have luggage tags, and you barely touch your own bag.
Yeah.
It's a good gig. You know, the overhead compartments are filled with snacks, not luggage.
Now, do you make Lane take your bags? Like, is there some hazing?
Now,
is there a hierarchy?
No, I mean, Kent do that, for sure. Kent is definitely our mule.
He's the only guy who's been around longer. I mean, right there with you.
Yeah, he's pretty close. He got 36 years in the big leagues now. And, no, he's still our Sherpa on the road.
So, on average, how many movies would you say you consume in a year of baseball?
It's a decent amount. I tell you what, though, I've been more of a reader here over the last few years. I'll consume a good number of books. I mean, I'll probably go through two books on this road trip. You know, on the plane, sometimes I watch some series, really big into Succession, not going to spoil alert anything on Sunday's episode, but whoo-hoo, man, but I am more of a reader these days.
Brewers play-by-play man, Jeff Levering. Appreciate you, Jeff. We'll talk again next week.
All right, guys, take it easy.